Back now with Day to Day, and we're going back to revisit the story of the financial markets and the concerns about the terror plots. That's something we discussed yesterday with Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon. Bob, welcome back to the show. And yesterday, this was quite fresh on the markets. How do things look today?
Well, it's kind of interesting, Alex, what a difference a day can make here when it comes to the financial markets. As you mentioned, yesterday some analysts had called into question the path of financial recovery that the airlines have been on. They were also watching the entire travel industry for possible shockwaves. Well, shares in those sectors rebounded, and today they've actually continued to rally. That does seem to support the prevailing view among leading economists that the impact of all this should be short-lived. In fact, one economist for Wachovia says he doesn't think this is going to be felt at all. He says people have gotten used to dealing with these scares, and unless something really big happens, and it happens right here on U.S. soil, it'll probably have no impact at all. There is still some concern about whether the new security hassles could cause people to cut back on discretionary flying. Today, though, the news from the airports is that the travelers have simply started packing all their liquids in their checked luggage. It's pretty much smooth flying through the checkpoints.
People are actually following instructions. That's remarkable.
Yeah, really.
How about other businesses, not airline, not travel, but other things that might be affected by this?
Well, the businesses that have really had to adjust to all this are the retailers at the airports. There are some estimates that most of the business that those duty-free shops do, most of the business they do is in liquid creams and gels, perfumes, liquor, that kind of thing. Mm. There's an upside for other businesses, though. Some of the catering companies say the airlines have actually been ordering more water and more beverages for their flights because of this. And a lot of air travelers have had to wonder in the past couple of days what the effects of this could be on the makers of toiletries and things like that, shampoo, toothpaste. You can imagine a lot of people are going to have to replace all the stuff they've had to fill the airport dumpsters with. Yesterday, we were watching Procter & Gamble and Colgate-Palmolive. They did enjoy some gains yesterday. Today, that hasn't continued.
News from London today that the Bank of England has frozen the assets of some of these terror suspects. Is there new pressure on banks to try to follow the money trail?
Well, that's really become the standard, Alex. It's been almost routine for banks and other big financial institutions all around the world to check those things, especially at times like this. When the Bank of England froze those assets of the suspects today, it also put out a request to other financial institutions asking them to check to see if they might have any accounts in the same names. Today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're putting together a story on moonlighting teachers.
Moonlighting teachers? All right. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Thank you, Bob. And the show is produced by American Public Media.